Because of Urcha, there was an opening in the wall which runs the length of the Mavoi, which is from the entranceway and backwards. But it wasn't immediately broken open at the front of the beginning of the wall. There was wall immediately behind the doorway, behind the opening. Like we said before, you have to have at least a pass of four tvachim there to allow it to be mutter. And you have that, but behind it there's an opening, so the opening can be 10 amos long. Let's say, for example, the mavi was 20 amos wide. And they closed off 10 amos. It says in Mishnah Baruch Hu, Esther Yemayit. So we did, like the Mishnah says, that if it's opening wider than 10, you have to close it off. So they closed it all off. And now, when if it's a pirtza b'oisistima, there was now an opening in that enclosure of the front of the mavi, there's a breakthrough. So Mora says that Rav Huna said no. Either the opening is for a tefachim. So Rav Huna said no. Both places, the side or the front opening, is for a tefachim. And the Sifta Galoi, he told Rav Chanan bar Rava, don't argue on me. Learned the Rav Machshir Pirsus Esther B'Tzidoi. Say that Rav holds 10 amos in the side is acceptable. So Rav Iklo L'Damchario, he came to the city of Damchario, and there was an opening which was more than 4 tvachim, but less than 10 amos. He told them they have to close it.
I understand the system getting confused now. With the Mishnah, with Barosho, that you could have 10 amos to make towards the Pesach. So now it's 4 tefachim. So it sounds like it's because it was a closed place and now it's open.
No, we're saying, if this is the mavi, right, here's the opening. So, if the opening is less than three, if the whole opening was less than 3 tefachim wide, so it's lovig. If the opening is 4 tefachim, and that's it, or less than 4 tefachim, so even though it's not lovig, but it doesn't. It's not considered something you need to do a tikkun. If it's 4 tefachim, till 10 amos, you must do a tikkun. The tikkun could be a lechi or a kara.
I see. Okay.
If it's wider than 10 amos, you have to do tzurus pesach.
Okay.
Bika motzu. Mor says, so Rav Chanan bar Rava said back that bika motzu amei ha'aratzim hayu. The people there were amei ha'aratz. Mazals and mitzvahs, they were not careful with their mitzvahs. Therefore, Vehichmer Leyan, he went beyond the halacha. He dealt with them beyond the halacha. Lasa siyog l'harchikin min averit, in order to create some type of a fence, a protection against them doing something wrong. So he went beyond the letter of the law with them. Therefore, they would end up at least keeping the halacha. Gadam hagerder bika prutza l'sharma, like a person has his open fields. Because literally it's a valley, and you enclose it to protect it. So he was making a special enclosure to protect them. Okay. It's back in the Gemara. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchok, Kibosid Rav Huna Mistabra. I want to prove Rav Huna is right, that an opening on the side of more than 4 tefachim already is a problem from the following machlokes, and we get and the going in Rav, the Itmar, we learned the following like this. Mavi Okum. You have a Mavi which bends, it bends like a 90 degree turn. So you normally Mavi connects from one Rosh Hashanah to the other, and you, either Mavi is closed on one side, it's only open on one side, it's closed on three sides. So two sides you have the Chatzeris on the side, and the back it's closed off. That's the average picture. Or alternatively, you could have it that it runs. There's a Shusharabim here, Shusharabim here, and the Mavi runs here, and then there's Chatzeris on both sides. So that's called a Mavi Mefulish. There's a Mavi which is directly open from one end to the other. What about a situation where there is a Chatzer here, a Chatzer here, a Chatzer here, a Chatzer here, and the Mavi goes a 90 degree turn? That's called a Mavi Okum. It's a Mavi which, the picture of the Rashi that it bent, the Mavi bends. So Rav Amar Tarosik Mefulish, we deal with it halachically. As if it's Mefulish, if it goes straight through from one side to the other. Shulam Amar Tarosik Kisosim, we deal with it as if it's closed. We look at the back wall of the Mavi. See the direction you're coming from. The person is walking straight into a wall. He doesn't turn. He's going to go straight into a wall. So the Mavi really is, there's a, here's, if here's the Rosh Hashanah, and what in this end, the Mavi goes like this. So he's standing here in Rosh Hashanah. So he looks straight back, there's a wall here, and there's an opening on the side. So here's a scenario of a Mavi, which has wall, here's the front, here's wall, and there's an opening. It's basically, you know, which is, that's the case we're discussing. There's an opening on the side. If I look at it, just looking at the, from this direction, that's what I'm dealing with. The same thing from this direction. I'm dealing with a Mavi with an opening on its side.
That Sido, I thought, wasn't immediately adjacent to Rosho and what we were dealing with before, the Sido.
Well, any as long as, if this is, here's the case, here's the head of the Mavi, so as long as you have four Tvachim here, so then anything beyond that, behind
right,
that,
right,
is called
okay.
as an opening.
Okay,
so it
right.
doesn't
so
have to be anywhere.
Okay, but you need the four Tvachim.
Right. That's right. So you have it over here. Here's the Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So here's the opening.
Right.
Here you have this whole wall over here.
Yeah.
And then you have an opening in the back.
Just like the picture.
Okay, I guess I'm thinking. Okay, I'm right. thinking about that as being another Rosh. No.
No, it's not a Rosh, because there's a wall back there.
Yeah.
Right. So that's. So if you look at the Mavi straight back, here's the main entrance to the Mavi from the Shizurabim. Here's the wall, and here's his opening in the back.
It could be technically whether neither one is the main. They're equally main.
What the Mor right now is going to do is the Mor is going to look at it. Right now, we're looking at his two Mavis. There's Mavi A and Mavi B. Mavi B, here's its Shizurabim, here's its Shizurabim. So that's their opening. That's what they're opening out into Rosh Hashanah.
That's the mindset, where they open.
Right, and that's where you put your tikkun of your lechi or your kara over here, and then you have a hole in the back. That's the back, right? Where it empties out to Rosh Hashanah is the front. And so that's where the pesach is. So Rav says we look at it that it's open. Shmuel says you look at it if it's closed. Tarosik is also. Okay. And where's this? So what was it?
How did you open? Okay.
Hello, good morning, Rabbi.
Where's this? B'mayas Kina. Now, let's understand the scenario that we're talking about. This opening in the back, how wide is it? If the opening is more than 10 amas, B'hol Lema Shmuel Terosa Kisosim. It would not be logical that Shmuel would say, we look at it if it's closed. According to Shmuel, we ignore that opening. We don't have to do anything about it. According to Rav, it's considered open. Now, just to add one piece of information, let's say you had an actual bona fide Mavi Mefulish. Bona fide Mavi Mefulish means there's Rosh Hashanah here, Rosh Hashanah here, and there's this Mavi goes straight through all the way from one side to the other, one Rosh Hashanah to the other. And there's a Chatzeris on the side. What do you have to do? So lach is you have to put a source of pesach on one end, either one, right? Source of pesach on one end, and a lechir kar on the other end. You don't you can I mean you can do more if you want, but minimum requirements is you can't do lechir kar on both sides. You do source of pesach on one side, and a lechir or a kar on the other side. So Rav says this is a mafulish. So the solution has to be you're going to have to put a source of pesach at the end. So in the case where it's Akum, so you put your Alechi or Kara over here, Alechi or Kara over here, and it starts to pass it in the back between the two of them. Shul says, nah, garnish, you don't have to do anything at all. You can ignore it totally. So more so, if the opening is wider than 10 amas, how can you ignore it totally? Everybody holds that's a pirtza. So again, remember the picture, we're looking at the Mavi.
How does he ignore it? It exists.
Be saying it's like it's enclosed. That's the more sure understand what was the case. If it's more than 10 amas, you can't say like it's enclosed. Right? Elamim, what's the case? Have to be. Elav, Be'eser, has to be 10 amas or less. And that's where Shmuel says that it's considered enclosed. I mean, Shmuel holds that a pirtza of the Mavi on the side is 10 amas. But Rav argues. And become a Rav to Rosh Hashanah, a foolish Rav says it's considered open. Amma Pirtz's Mavi Mitzidoi is Bedalid. So once it's not Tanamas, we know that the Shear is going to be four Tvachim. And Rechonan Bar Rava is quoting Rav. And Rafuna is a Talmud of Rav. Rafuna doesn't quote Rav. Right. Okay. Even though he argues that he's right from the fact that Rav did a maisa, so I'm not sure he's saying that's what Rav said, or he's saying don't. You know, by the way, the Pashi learned the morning, he was saying to don't argue with me to say Rav held like you that at 10 hours on the side is acceptable because I know Rav did otherwise. Well, here we see that Rav is Rav is saying you see that Rav Huna is right in what Rav's position is. The Rav holds, even though it's an opening of 10 amas or less, it's a problem as long as it's more than 4 tefachim. You have to close it off.
So maybe he's of the feeling that maybe it's almost like two mavois that just happen to meet at one spot, as opposed to one that's bent.
Correct. That's true. Exactly. That's the Morse point. But even if that's true, so forget about the other mavi for now. So this is a mavi with an opening on the side. But according to Rav Chanan bar Rava, as long as that opening is less than 10 amas, you don't have to do anything. And here we have a case where the opening is 10 amas or less. Rav says, no, you got to fix it up. So Rav Chanan's point is you see that opening, fair on the other side. It's a mavi with an open. Good. So what do you do? Then the opening is, how big is the opening? It's 8 amas. So Rav Chanan bar Rava says, ignore it. You don't have to do anything. But Rav says, not like that. So you see, Rechonim bar Rava is quoting Rav. Shmuel says, says, you see, he's wrong. Rav said not like that. So Rechonim bar Rava, what's he going to say? Morsha Shani Hosim the Kobaki bar Rava. So Rechonim bar Rava says back that this is the issue over here is where's your average mavi? You have an opening on the side. Okay, you have an opening on the side. But here you have an opening on the side, which is a thoroughfare. There's a flow of traffic which goes through that. So
to me, that would be the determining thing, whether you're moving from one side to the other. It just happens to be like another opening to go to another place.
Right. So that's the Morris saying. The Morris saying, in other words, that the fact that it's a Mavi which connects to another Rishon Rabbim, there's a flow of traffic through here, requires a tikkun. Whereas if there's no flow of traffic through there, I'm right that up to 10 amas is acceptable. The Mor says, okay. The Mor says, "Machlad Rav Huna, Sabra Alpha Gavdol Baki Barab." It means Rav Huna holds it's a problem, even if there isn't a flow of traffic through that, because that's Rav Huna's arguing, right? Means even though he's saying he holds it's a problem, which again that's what we assume the case was. There's a pierce on the side, but there wasn't a flow of traffic through there. It means Rav Huna is saying, even though there's no flow of traffic, four tefachim, and that's it. Okay. And the Markasha, Maishno mit Rav Ami Ravasi. So Rav Ami Ravasi said before, as long as you have your pas of Dalid, you can have a pirtz of Esser on the side. And the more right now wants to know if and the answer you're going to have to say, because over there it was Lebaki Barab. Rav Huna said even if it's Lebaki Barab, even if the Rav is not flowing through there, it's a problem. And here, and Rav Ami Ravasi is saying, no, it's fine. So, I mean, he could argue, but that's the more sense. No, he doesn't argue. How would we differentiate between the two cases? Our answer is, Hasam Dika Gadudi, Hacha Deleka Gadudi. The case was that the wall broke down. So, it means there was a wall there to start with. Because there was a wall there to start with, a lot of times when the wall breaks, it leaves some of the height of the wall still remains. Not 10 tefachim worth, but there's something left. That's called a gedudi. There's something left of the bottom layer of the stones is still there. Rashi says 3 or 4 tefachim high. So that is an area where it's not easy to necessarily walk. It's not easy to walk through there. So then he says, you know what? A pirtz up to Esser is fine. Even Rav Huna agrees to that.
When we were talking about the opening at the end of the Mabor, we're on top, above 20 Amma, we could raise the threshold, the entrance one.
Right.
How much were we talking about raising it?
Whatever you need to make that's less than 20 Amma.
To get there. So conceivably, it could be larger than the amount we're talking about here.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. Whereas the case over here with the Mavi, we're talking about the Mavi, which is Akum, by definition, it's a flat surface. It's made for traffic.
So here, where they're leaving rocks or something, or they're leaving something that's in the way?
We're saying, where's here? Which case do you mean you say here?
The last thing you just spoke about.
The case over there of Rav Ami and Rav Asi was you had a wall, and then there was a break. The wall broke. That was the case. So the case of the walls break. To many, it's very common that some of the stones fall. Not all of the stones fall. The bottom layer or two might still be standing. The case over here in Argamor and Davov is a case of a Mavi Akum. It's made for people to walk through. So there's nothing there. Well, to clean it out, it wasn't built the Chathila. It was made to be a thoroughfare. So of course there's nothing in the way. So Rav Huna says there's nothing in the way, so once you have an opening of more than 4 tefachim, you need to address it. The case before, there's still something there, so it's not easy to walk through there. So then, up to 10 amos is acceptable.
So, I mean, is that dafka? I mean, you know, let's say you had a pirtz of 9, and it was all cleared away, and you say, you know what? You know, I have an etzah here. I'll bring some rocks, and I will.
It'll be the same thing. It'll be fine. It's not dafka. As long as once you make it, it's not easy to walk through there. So Rav Huna says, then he agrees. Appears his tent. Get to Rashi. Mavi Akum. Ushnei Psachim l'shesurabim. In both ends of this mavi, this bent mavi, both ends of the mavi, connect l'shesurabim. It gives you a picture over there. So also come a foolish. Amavi ha mafoolish. Rishu sarabim. So the more says Rav says it's like a mafoolish, like it's connected. And amavi, which is rishu sarabim, which is totally connected to both sides. Rishu sarabim. Tzuris a pesach mikan. Velechi b'karder mikan. Kila kamon. So the same way amavi, which is connected to rishu sarabim, you put a tzuris a pesach on one side and a lechi or kar on the other side. So over here also, Avzeb, Sarach the Shnei Psochav, the Shnei Tzad Shasarabim Lechi the Chol Ruach. You put a Lechi on both ends, which open out to the Rishas Sarabim. And then by the turn, Ubach Mumisoy, by the place where it bends, Sarach Tursa Pesach. the pilush whom a foolish chaveru have him a foolish sister rabbin. The fact that it's connected to another movi, which eventually ends up through sister rabbin, creates the same halachic status as if it is connected to sister rabbin. That you must have a tursa pesach. Shmuel says tursa kesosu. Main tzarach b'agum hisuklum. You don't have to put anything by the bent. Ela eloisim lechi lepiskon. Ela eloisim lechi lepiskon. We look at it, if it's two closed mavui, so they put a lechi here on their side. They put a lechi here on their side, where they empty out the shizur rabbin. And then in the back, we look at it as if it's a wall with an opening, which is acceptable. The only time you need a tursa pesach on one end is when it goes straight through, it doesn't bend. Okay? So that's Rashi's first shot. That you do zero, according to Shmuel, you do zero by the bend. Lishtachrino, there's a second version, Rashi says, of what you do in Shmuel, Tarasukas Sasum. Taras Mavi Sasum. It's like a mavi. It's like a regular mavi. V'tzarach lasos lechi lakmo misoi. V'ano lechi shoysim b'mavi sosim. So it's not. It's the same way a mavi, which is not mafulish, which means one end is closed. You put a lechi by the end. Shmuel says, "Where's the end over here?" Right. There's just a rabbi needs a lechi. This other part also needs a lechi because there's an opening there. But all you need is a lechi. It's not considered mafulish. It's a rabbi. So you must do something in that bend, but all you need is a lechi. So Grashi Bezeki Balti Memoria Zokinzel. This pshat is the pshat I heard from my rabbi. Why was this opening? Sherechav Psichas Akmiso Yosem Yasser, that the opening was more than 10 amos.
He didn't. I mean, Lechor, he really argued on that, right? I mean, that's why he brought his other pshat.
Sounds like he's bringing. He holds both versions of both are valid options. Okay. So what was the case? If the opening was 10 amas, more than 10 amas, Paulim Shmuel Kesosim. What Shmuel say in that situation? That's considered Sosim. That's not Mistab. Veniski would be sufficient. Belechi. This is just putting a lechi. So now this Rashi is following the pshat of his Murray Hazake, that the requirement that Shmuel says is you put a lechi there. It's like, well, what is we never found the lechi works more than 10 amas. So if the opening is more than 10 amas, how would a lechi work? Okay, that's according to the second version, according to his Rebbe's pshat. Lishtakama, according to the first version that we were saying you need zero, kima the yosher mi eser havi kechad mavi, b'chei gavdu l'leim shmul d'lav mefulashu. Then already an opening more than 10 has appeared, so it's not the pshat I have a mavi. There is, I think what Rashi is saying like this thing, Shmuel's idea of looking at this, listen, here's the shusarabim. This is a mavi, and they're not connected. They're not connected. It's a mavi which is enclosed with a doorway. So it's not one big mavi which requires a tikkun. It's not a mavi mafulish. It's a mavi salsa, because this is a doorway. But once you say more than 10 amas is a pirtza, it's not a doorway. So basically, you've broken through between your two mavis. You made it one mavi, so you can't say it's a mavi salsa. So. According to the Lishna Kama, it sounds like theoretically possible, Rashi is presenting it, that I could do the following. I could put a lechi here, and source a pesach here, and that'll be acceptable. It's one long mavi, which is mafulish, which is rab, and so put a source of pesach here and a lechi here, or vice versa. Right? So Tosis really raises this question. So maybe that's Shat and Rashi says it's kima foolish. Tosis kima foolish. Rashi says you have to do something by the bend. Why do you do something by the bend? Just put a lechi. All it means is one long mavi. So put a lefty here and turn the pesach here and ignore the bet. So that's Tosis' problem.
Okay. What's the problem? What's Tosos' problem? Why is Tosos like that?
Because Rashi says you have to do something about the bend. Rashi says you put a lechi here, and that's just Pesach in the middle. Why do you need to do that? Okay. Elolav Esther. Alma Pirtis Sudan the Rav, and so Shmuel says it's an opening of 10. No problem. That's like, it's like a doorway. And Rav argues. And we're going in Rav. So you see, according to Rav, that even though it's 10 amas or less, it's a problem, and we're going to assume means anything more than 4 is a problem. Now appears it's sudden the Rav is barbo. Some more says
anything more than 4 tvachim.
More than 4 tvachim. 4 tvachim, and it's interesting. 4 tvachim is a problem. 4 tvachim or more is a problem. 10 is mutter, including 10 is mutter. More than 10 is a problem. So Chanan bar Rava said back over here, it's different because there's a flow of traffic going through there. Where says, okay, Michal the Rav who argues, if it appears to the Labaki Rabbim, means he's saying the problem even in the case of appearance where there's no flow of traffic going through there. Could go in Shaprutza Lamaka Matuna, the opening is to an area where there's junk there, a Lamaka Makukul, a place where should be Pechosim, probably.
Yeah.
I have Pesachim in mind, should be Pechosim.
Yeah.
But there's holes there, or there's dirt there. People are not going to walk through there. Main derech rabim matsuyim labra boisim pirtsa. People will not walk through this pirtsa because it just takes you to this unhospitable area. So then, boisim pirtsa. Even so, also nami barabai. Rav Huna hold even that type of opening, that opening to such an area, still once it's 4 tefachim, it's a problem.
What's plus?
Plusim are holes.
Yeah, that almost sounds like the
potholes.
The gedude case. I mean, that you like you wouldn't walk through there because it's. You know, there's, I don't know, some kind of issue, you know, which would lead you to sort of not...
Well, we're going to... I'll tell you the difference in a second. Let's see Rashi's. So Moore says, if so, that he holds even there, 4 is a problem, more than 4 is a problem. So Masham Ravam Ravasi, the run Liel, Im Yesham Pas Arbo, as long as there's, when you have a pierce on the side of the movie, as long as the front 4 Tvachim are still intact... The opening until 10 is acceptable behind it. Now, Pirtzah's Mavi, Mitzilei Be'eser, we see that opening is 10 amps. So, where it says, the difference is, over here, we're comparing cases of where there's a smooth flow of traffic, there's no Geduti in between. And over there, we're talking about a case where there was Geduti. Hasam Dika Geduti, Shanishtarim and Akosel Be'eser. The bottom layer of the coastal gimel dal tvachim 3 or 4 tvachim goiva a height of 3 or 4 tvachim al kopanei apirza shenanuch alavrbo. It's not easy to walk through. Sounds like less than 3 tvachim already is like it would not be a gedudi. Hacha the sarno anlo but aleka gedudi gidu loshen sofa. Sofa gidu means like a rim. So the rim of it, the bottom of it is still left. So he's saying, in a case where the wall, the pirtz itself is not truly a pirtz, a full sense, because the opening itself, it's not easy to walk through. So then, up to 10 amas is acceptable. If the opening itself is easy to walk through, even though the area which you're walking to is not an area which is commonly walked there. People are not commonly walk there because it's not an easy area to walk to.
It wasn't designed for it. It was just the remnants of a little wall left there. It wasn't, we would say paved, but now, I mean, it wasn't meant for that. It was just became that after something fell.
Well, the case was, it was a Mavi Akum. The case was, the more time we have a Mavi Akum means there was two Chatzeras with a Mavi and they never put in, anything between. But the more saying this Mavi, the nature of this Mavi was like in between the two, there was a garbage dump or there was a lot of potholes. So people didn't like to walk there. So even though it's theoretically walkable, it was originally made to walk there, I don't know. But the point is, it wasn't the wall which was the issue. There was no wall there ever, there never was a wall there. The case of Mavi Akum means that you had a contiguous flow between the two Mavis. But he's saying, but the Rambam didn't use it because it wasn't a comfortable place to walk because of there was holes there. Whatever, you know, the back of Mavi A was, you know, in the beginning of Mavi B, you know, people that very rarely walked there. So eventually, you know, who knows what built up over there. But whereas the case of Rami Rasi, there was a wall originally, and the wall fell. That was the case. That's their case, was a wall which just fell. What happened? Tarabonan. Okay. New case. Bottom of Omanal, two dots. Brand new case.
One.
Not a brand new case.
It showed the sword of Pesach across the diagonal.
Correct.
It occurs that one might do the Surat of Pesach as an extension.
Either one is fine.
And then by doing it as an extension, you end up with a standard Mavoi shape.
Yeah, either one's fine.
It doesn't make any difference. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Do they ever bring up the part that if they're not angles, in those a curved Mavoi,
we'll have a U-shaped Mavoi.
Just with a bend.
Yeah.
As opposed to an angle.
Yeah, but it's
a superb
leader.
You're saying you could put it here?
We deal with basically as long as, you know, let's say your average. I mean, the fact that the road curves a little bit is not. We'll see. Tano Rabbana. Ketzin Ma'arvin Derech Rishisa Rab. If a person wants to enclose, over here, Ma'arvin over here, it means actually enclosing, a Rishisa Rab. So, Samura says, "Oh, you said tzurus pesach mikan, but lechi recover mikan. You put a tzurus pesach on one end, put a lechi recover on the other end, and that's good enough." Raisa continues, says, "Chananya quotes beishama yarmim. Oh, you said delas mikan, but delas mikan. You have to put doors. You have to put actual doors in both ends. Sure, you'd say benichnas noyel, and the doors have to be kept. They have to be open. They have to be shut. You can't have doors which you sort of like." Put doors there, open them and leave them, tie them back and never use them. You have to actually open and close the doors.
When he uses the word Noel, as in Na'ila,
right,
as opposed to Skira, is there any difference here that we're talking about locking as opposed to closing?
No, Na'ila actually means it was using the word for closing.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not familiar with the Gemara of using the word skira. I can't tell you. It doesn't, but I don't remember it.
Changes language usage in Hebrew over time.
Yeah.
Good morning, Shabbos.
Besil Armim, Oysa Delis Mikan, Belech Vikar Mikan. You put a Delis on one end, and Belech Vikar on the other end. The Gemara is going to ask, and Besil, do you need to actually shut the door? Hill doesn't address shutting the door or not. Okay. So that's the price. So the Gemara, whoa. Versus Rab, me ma'arva, can you put, again, ma'arva has been used as putting a machitza. Is there a way to do a tikkun and allow you to carry a shesarab? That's not so. V'atanya, we learned the following. Bihuda shita is that in a case where you have a derech shesarab flowing through, and there's mechitza on one side and mechitza on the other side, which end, you have a clear end of the mechitza, so you can say that we look at it, that this is called Rosh Hashayachid Midaraisa, because there's two walls between the two sides, you know, there's two clear end of an enclosure. So he says, if I have a house here and a house here, and Rosh Hashayachid going through the middle, this is Rosh Hashayachid in between them. Midaraisa. just, you know, in case you have an ongoing road with the wall, I'm not sure you would do that. But in a case where this scenario, he said, holds the shul siyach. He says, you put a lechi here, put a lechi there, and shalom ha-yisrael. A lechi here, it serves a Pesach over there, and shalom ha-yisrael. Now, he says, yes, okay, that's the case we're about to say. There was a case before that. Yes, okay, means he's adding another case. There was, the case before that was, there was, let's say, a bridge going across Rosh Hashanah. So remember we discussed something called P'tikar Yer V'Sosim. So P'tikar Yer V'Sosim means if you have a flat roof, and you have a front edge of the roof is a tefach thick, so that becomes like a wall. There's a concept of the din of good achas mechitza. The wall goes down, so we have a shesam going through, and there's a bridge going across the top, and there's a p'tikra of a tefach. So I say p'tikra yer besosim, and it's like it's enclosed here and enclosed there. That's the first case of Yehuda says.
And the bridge has to be no higher than.
No height limit.
But I thought that was an issue before that we had discussed, that the that it only went 10 amos. We only say that it goes down 10 amos. I thought that was one of the shots of why we had the maybe it was 20 amos. Sorry. No. Okay.
It's not striking a bell.
Is the same extension gudasi applicable to a lechi?
No, even though we hold lechi mishum mechitza, this is a good achis. It's going down.
Yeah.
It's Peter Yerid says it. Good asik, go either direction. Would you say that in a good asik on that, if you're lucky with shemachitza, maybe you would say that's a lot of rikia, probably. So that's the first case he says. He says, I'll tell you even more than that, even if there's no roof going across, there's just two buildings on the two sides. It's, yes, okay, no rebuta. Me show you lo shnei batim, me shnei tzidr shesarabim. I said, Lechemikan, or Lechemikan, or Karmikan, or Karmikan. So he holds that that's good, that's sufficient. You close up on both ends with a Lechi or a Kara, or a Lechi on one side, a Kara on the other side, and that's all you need. Omer Loi, Eim Arv, Mishas Rabim, because you can't do that. Mishas Rabim needs a bona fide tikkun. This is Mishas Rabim. They come hold. You don't look at it as if it's just two sides of the Rishus HaYachid. And there's the Rishus HaYachid going through the middle. So that's it. Now, it says Bekach. Bechi Tema, what the Chum meant to say is Bekach, Hudalam Arvi, you can't do it with this, which means a Lechi or a Kuru. But the losses, Ma'arva, but if you put doors, that's sufficient. And that's what our Bryce is saying, doors. Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Rav Yechana, Yerushalayim. Emole Dlosesa Dlosoyseha Nin Olis Belayla Chiyomer Lev Elam Mishos Mishos Rabba. Even though it has walls, and if the doors are not shut, it's Mishos Rabba. So you see that you require Halacha L'maisa. This is, you know, door shut. That's a Beishamai. We don't pass a Beishamai. So this Brisa doesn't seem to fit with our reality halachically. So Amar of Yehuda Hachikamer, the Brisa was referring to the following. Kesed Ma'arvin Mevu'ois Hamufulashim the Rishus Rabbin. I'm of him a foolish. So what do you do? So the Tanakhama says, Ois it serves a Pesach Mikan, but Lechim Mikar Mikan. So that's it.
So it doesn't have to be shut. Doors are shut.
Yeah, you're right. See, I did skip it. The same thing. Amrulo, honey, bullet the mechuza. Molly doesn't say. Nulos chayev la mishum shesurab. Same thing. Avuli are the gates of the city of mechuza. If they wouldn't shut the gate, the doors of the gates, so it would have problems shesurabim. So this means it's not acceptable. This what we're saying over here, Ketzem Arba Shel Rabim, doesn't fit with what we're saying that you need Dor Shah. So Mor says it's talking about a Mavi Mafulish, not Arba Shel Rabim Mamish. And that comes. So then it comes out that Chananya is saying quite a chumrah in that case. He's saying that you need losses.
Commonly closed.
Well, in Beishamit, right. Okay, that's all it here.